Practice Test 4. This section of the test has three parts. There are 50 questions. Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Number 1.
My apologies. I overslept.
Your supervisor has mentioned this to me before, James. You do realize it's not fair to...
I'm so sorry, Jessica. I had to take some case notes home last night, and I ended up working till 3 o'clock so we wouldn't miss today's deadline.
Oh, I see. I appreciate the fact that you are prepared to do that, but make sure it doesn't happen anymore.
Why is the woman speaking to him? Number 2.
Have you completed the research for your paper?
Are you kidding? I can't even bring myself to go to the library.
Surely you've made a start already.
Give me a break. We've still got another month.
What does the woman imply? Number 3.
It all started when I was a little girl, I guess. My grandfather was an amateur photographer and...
I suppose he taught you.
Not really. He had a good eye for it, but didn't have much technical knowledge. I got that at college. But he taught me to follow my instincts and to look carefully. I ended up doing portraits, but nature photography was his thing.
He must be very proud of you.
You bet.
What do Lily and her grandfather have in common? Number 4.
Did you say you were going to Kate's house?
No, Kate's meeting us at Shelley's. We're going to practice our parts for the play.
Well, don't be late for dinner. Elizabeth's coming over and she really wants to talk to you about college.
What are the boys' plans? Number 5.
Can I do anything else before I leave?
I don't think so. I've logged the receipts and all the new stock is on the shelves. Oh, wait. Could you email that supplier in Boston? There's still no sign of that order we placed, and it's nearly 2 weeks now.
Sure. Mind if I use your computer? Mine's already shut down.
How will the man help the woman? Number 6.
Susan, are you okay? What's the matter?
I don't know what happened. I was fine one moment, and the next, I got dizzy and thought I was going to black out.
You poor thing. Did you eat this morning?
Yeah, I had a full breakfast and a good night's sleep, too. It is strange. I get awful migraines every now and then. But that's not connected to this.
What was wrong with the woman? Number 7.
Have you phoned the caterer about the change of venue?
Yep, that's all straightened out. We're going to have to fix up the seating plan, aren't we?
Yeah, but we can still fit everyone in easily. I've told the florist and the band, too. When are they supposed to be there?
They come on straight after the best man speech, but they'll have to set up earlier.
What are they talking about? Number 8.
Hey, how was the baseball game yesterday?
It would have been nicer had you been there with us.
I know. It's not that I didn't want to join you. I had already promised my mom a hand at work. If only you'd asked me sooner.
We really missed you. I shouldn't have asked you on such short notice.
What does the woman regret? Number 9.
How's the project coming along?
Don't ask. We're doing our best, but we're really understaffed.
Sorry to hear that. It sounds like you'll have difficulty meeting the deadline.
You can say that again. I have a meeting with my manager today. I need more people on the team. Otherwise, we will miss it for sure.
Why is the man upset? Number 10.
This is a dead end.
Of course it is. I don't see why you won't use the GPS.
I always manage to get where I need to go.
It's not like I was suggesting you ask for directions.
I know exactly where we are.
Miles away from where we should be, probably.
Why is the woman annoyed? Number 11.
Do you mind turning the volume down? I'm trying to finish a report.
I'm in the middle of watching a documentary for school. Why don't you go to your room?
My air conditioner is broken and the technician can't get here till later today.
That's too bad. This is due in tomorrow, though.
All right, then. I'll go grab a snack and sit on the porch. Let me know when you're done.
What does the man decide to do? Number 12.
My famous bolognese is nearly ready.
You do know Kevin is a vegan now, don't you?
You could have given me a heads up.
He's your friend, not mine. I suppose we could have something delivered.
He'd pick up on it for sure. I'll just have to whip something up. I'm sure he won't mind us eating meat.
What is the man going to do? Number 13.
I'm considering trading in my car for a newer model. What would you recommend?
Well, the 205, which has just come out, is a great choice.
I have a big family. How does the trunk compare to the one I've got?
Yours is larger, I'm afraid. But on the other hand, this engine uses advanced fuel technology, so you'd save quite a bit per gallon.
That would be nice. But I do need a roomy vehicle. What else have you got?
What appeals to the woman about the new car? Number 14.
You know that with Clive leaving, Adam looks set to fill his shoes.
So, I should update my resume and think about moving on?
I know you two don't get on, but you might want to mend fences, that's all.
Or I could apply for the manager job, too. It's still up for grabs, isn't it?
As much as I believe in your potential, I'm not sure that's likely right now.
What does he recommend? Number 15.
I can't find my student ID anywhere. I won't be able to access the lab.
You could have left it in the library.
You're right. Maybe it's been handed in.
What will the man probably do now? Number 16.
What do you make of Joe Baldwin, that new writer that everyone's talking about?
He's definitely got a unique style, but he hardly has what it takes to become a household name.
Really? I think it was a really good debut novel.
Don't get me wrong, so do I. He's really creative. I just think it's a one-off.
What does the man think of the new author? Number 17.
How are you liking your online classes?
It's kind of a mixed bag. I'm not sure if it's that some teachers aren't familiar with the technology or if some subjects are just less suitable for.
I've heard some teachers saying that their subjects were extra challenging, especially ones that involve a lot of discussion and sharing.
What is the girl's opinion of online classes? Number 18.
Do you think I should get it then?
Absolutely. It's a no-brainer. I'd get it for you myself if I could afford it.
That's sweet of you. It is a bit pricey, I suppose.
Yes, but you've wanted a dress by this designer forever. Just go for it.
Isn't it a bit loose here?
You can get that adjusted if necessary. You love it, so take it to the cashier already.
What does the man say about the dress? Number 19.
Going to study in Japan by yourself must have been pretty scary.
The anticipation was the worst part. I didn't really know what to expect and imagined all sorts of disastrous scenarios.
And in the end?
It was a game changer. Adjusting wasn't easy, but living in Japan opened up all kinds of new perspectives for me.
What does the woman say about her experience? Number 20.
Can we just say you're one of our best volunteers? Always so patient and courteous.
That's so nice of you to say.
And we were wondering if you could come in on weekends too. Just for this month? We're really short-handed.
I'd love to, but I've got tons of work to do for school. Maybe next month?
Of course. You should definitely put your studies first. What are you majoring in?
Social work.
Well, you're definitely cut out for it.
What is the woman being asked to do? End of part 1.